Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name, and thank you for your goodness, kindness, and mercy to this undone, wretched sinner. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. May the Lord help the saints to press on and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, good morning. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. How's everybody doing this morning? Hallelujah. What'd you come to do?
All right.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. It is our calling to praise the Lord, to worship him, to submit to him, to obey him, rejoice in him. Notice how it all is about him. Kurt told me about a song, but of course, let me see. Let me see if I can say what he said. It's hard for me to see when my eyes are on me. Who sang that, Kurt?
Don Francisco.
Don Francisco. But it's the Word of God. Yeah, it's hard to see when my eyes is on me. Now, I'm about done then. If y'all will receive that, then. All right. We'll just cut to the chase. Praise the Lord. So what does that mean? That means most of our problem is because we think too highly of ourselves. We think too much of ourselves. But we don't consider that part of our problem. But that most of it is. Because when we think too much of ourselves, we don't think right of our neighbor. We don't mind that. No, not if we think too much of ourselves. You know, we don't mind not thinking right of our neighbor. And certainly it affects the way we think about God. It's God that said we should esteem others better than ourselves. So when we just blatantly disregard that, that tells us what we think about God. That means we love ourselves more, huh? God says esteem others better than myself, but I'm not going to esteem Terry above myself. I just use Terry for an example. You know, well, come on now. I don't have time to put everybody's name in there, but it's still the truth. And since I don't mind esteeming myself above Terry, no matter what God's word says, of course his word is the truth and it's for my good, but my God, if I have to esteem Terry above myself, I don't know. Let me weigh these out. Now, we don't do that. And continuously, no matter how we're reproved, we still do it. And we say we're wise. We'll have to see what the only wise God says about it. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, speak to our hearts, oh God, about love. God is love. And he that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. For God is love. Your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, and thank you, Lord. We would do all things in charity. We would love one another with a pure heart fervently, serve one another by love. Help me, Lord, to present myself this morning. Help us all. We're all here presented, Lord. We would give you the glory. We would yield to the Spirit. We would hear what the Spirit said. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith to minister grace to the hearers to edify the body of Christ, that thou, Father in heaven, might be glorified. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. So when we bring forth fruit, God is glorified. Yeah. When we abide in the vine, we bring forth fruit, and our fruit remains. Therefore, our Father in heaven is glorified. Thank you, Lord. Now, fruit means stuff from God. The other stuff is not good. So the Word of God tells us what's good, what's not good. It tells us what's true, what's not true. So we are without excuse. Because God's promise is you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. That's what God's Word said. So I believe you know that's what God's Word said. So since God's character is impeccable, we can find no fault in it. Pilate couldn't find any in it. Have you found fault in it? Well, not directly, Pastor. not directly, indirectly. I'm still having trouble esteeming Terry above myself. You know. Would God require that of me? We're not sure, are we? Well, what do you mean, esteem Terry above yourself? Well, how do you esteem yourself? Just make sure you put Terry a little bit higher. Hallelujah. And as you would that men do unto you, well, do also unto them. Huh? You want them to make, smear you with mud and talk all bad about you, and if that's what you like, then do it to the other man.
Amen.
I'm not talking right.
Yeah.
If you want everybody to interpret and esteem all your motives as evil and abominable to God, then you do that to Terry. Whatever Terry does, yeah, no good, no good. He don't mean no good by it. Huh? I guess I chose the right example then. Huh? Hallelujah. Now you all know, just randomly, but some you can't choose them for an example. I even though I'm doing it, you ain't going to stop me. Even though I'm choosing you for an example, I'm doing it with Gal. But since you know that you're here and you hear me, then you know I'm talking about you.
Yes. Amen.
Okay then. Hallelujah. So, well, Pastor Rice, I guess you preach one thing and you believe another. Well, that's not so. You've dealt with me enough to know that that's not the truth.
Amen.
That's how you deal with me, but that's not the truth.
Amen.
I speak the word.
Glory to God.
You all know the word. You're born of God. The word said we should esteem others better than ourselves. We shouldn't wrestle with it.
Amen.
When we find ourselves falling short, we should repent.
Amen.
Not keep railing on the other person. See how backwards that is? Not keep railing on the other person. Repent of this thy wickedness. Turn ye. Turn ye. Why would you perish? God cannot lie. That's his character. There's no way for God to do it. Can't be done. Now, Satan can't tell the truth.
Amen.
No way around it.
Amen.
No matter how much information he acquires and how many things he see and how many experiences he has, he'll never tell the truth. Can't do it.
Amen.
Now, we have a choice, you understand. We can believe the truth or we can do otherwise. There's some that have no choice. They just believe lies. And if we keep fooling around, we'll be with them. The Bible says, because they receive not a love for the truth, God will send them strong delusion. That's what God said. So if we keep playing around with this, we have the ability to believe the truth. We keep throwing the truth under the bus and choosing the lie. What will happen to us is we won't have any choice. We'll just believe lies. And no liar is going to make it in. We're not going to go into the kingdom believing lies. Well, they make me feel good, you know. You know, when I put all the blame on Terry, you know, put him low and put me high, I feel so good about it. Even though I'm still not free, you know, I somehow. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I had a conversation, so I looked up the word schizophrenia. Because I heard it, but I never thought too much about it. Let me see if I can find what it says. You all might be careful how it might fit some of us. Yeah, according to their definition. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Now, I'm endeavoring to please God. I know God would have me to speak to your edification. I can't do it except God help me. And for him to help me, I'll have to submit to him. If I do what I want to do, then I won't help you, I won't help me, and I won't please God. I believe that. No matter what my flesh wants to do, if I would please God, if I would be of any profit to you, I would have to do what God wants me to do, not what I want to do. It goes for all of us. Now, that's the truth that we need to believe. Now, when we find ourselves not doing it, then we need to repent. Don't keep railing on the other person. Then repent. Bring forth fruit meet for repentance. Continue in the goodness that God's given us. The goodness that leadeth to repentance. A serious chronic brain disorder that impairs a person's ability to interpret reality. Well, well, well. How about that? How about that? What is reality? It's the truth. Now, they call it some brain disorder. God calls it a work of God. That's what he calls it. He says what he does to folk when they keep throwing the truth away or they don't really esteem the truth, which is Jesus Christ. There's no difference. When you want to keep believing lies about Terry, then you dishonor, you deny Christ because he's no lie. And Christ and you don't love lies. Not about Terry, not about her either. If we keep embracing the lies about Terry, unfounded, then we deny Christ. And we keep denying him. He will deny. That's what he said. Well, that's not the way I look at it. Absolutely not. That's why the preacher's standing before you. Yielding to the Spirit of God. So he'll tell you how you should look at it. We shouldn't just take at face value what I think about Timothy or what I think about Terry. You know, based upon my own judgment and my own, I shouldn't do that. Hallelujah. I should bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. I must be renewed in the spirit of the mind. See? And even transformed by the renewing of my mind. Used to be whatever thought came into our mind, we just run with it. But we must be renewed in the mind. That's what the Bible says. See how I speak? And if you would speak this way, it would help you. But if you think something about Terry and you speak that, that will not help you. But it will harm you. You're going to keep doing it, but let me tell you, not without the truth that I'm telling you. You'll keep doing it, still based upon the truth that I told you. You won't do it without me telling you the truth. You keep believing lies about Terry. You keep on. See where it'll get you. See if it'll harm Terry or see if it'll harm you. You prove it for yourself. Prove all things. You get keep believing lies on folk. Keep believing lies on folk. And just see where it gets you. And you won't be able to say that nobody told you. What you can do in your dilemma, you probably won't be able to say it because you've departed from the truth. You'll be in your dilemma and you won't even be able to say, well, I got me here. You'll blame Brother Stair. You'll blame somebody. You won't say, man, I'm here of my own doing. See? Men like to have a scapegoat. Oh, yeah, the white man, it wasn't for him, you know. One for them niggers, I'm telling you. We wouldn't have no trouble, brother. See? Well, what about Terry? Yeah, Terry, it wasn't for Terry, man. Huh? He's the cause of all of our trouble. Huh? How about that? Of course it's not so, Ann. Thank you. Thank you, Ann. Should have had a whole house full of that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Not so. Not so. What we should consider is where did these thoughts come from? Huh? Because it's the truth. And it agrees with truth in every point. But yeah, if it doesn't agree with the truth in every point, then it's not the truth. It's the truth of God and unrighteousness, which is a lie. You understand. The lies have the truth in them. They just corrupt the truth. But the truth, they have no lie in it. That's how you know the difference. Oh, you can prove it on every side. It stands up to every test you put it to. Then you know it's the truth. Well, you take what you believe about Terry and see how it fares. See, just measure it with every truth. Huh? And make sure you consider what Terry's testimony is too. You know, if Terry's testimony is different than what you think, make sure you put that into consideration. That's only right, you know. I mean, it is his testimony. You can take it and throw it away or whatever, but understand that's his testimony. Come on. You have a testimony, don't you? Hallelujah. Well, hopefully it's the testimony of Jesus Christ. The word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, we really don't think much about what we think of others. Not really. But you let someone let someone represent us right, we don't agree with it. Because really, I'm not misrepresenting anybody. But I'm having trouble with some of y'all. See what I'm saying? Huh? Because you think I'm misrepresenting you. See? And while you misrepresent Terry all the time. No, but I think it, Pastor. Well, I guess it must be true then, huh? Huh? I guess, well, that sells it, right? Huh? Read it in the tabloids. I believe it. Come on, say. Is that how we do? This is how we're going to judge our neighbor. Now, the Bible says we're going to judge angels. Now, I'm telling you right out of the book. It says we should be able to judge the smallest matter.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me finish this thing. I won't be too long. We got to pick them peas. A serious chronic brain disorder that impairs a person's ability to interpret reality. Causing delusion. Well, that's not what my Bible says. Huh? It said it didn't come from a brain disorder. No. Huh? It come from not loving the truth. Causing delusions and hallucinations. And disorganized thinking? Thank you, Lord. Let me see. Is there more to that? Well, yeah, they said, come on. They said they hear things that are not said and they see things that are not there. That's hallucinations. You know. That's what we have about our neighbor, huh? Oh, no. I believe it, so it must be true. Huh? Thank you, Bakia. Yeah, that's a good response. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Well, it goes on to say there's no cure for it, only treatment.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How about that? With drugs, I suppose, and, you know, some kind of therapy, you know, you You just deal with it. You can't cure it. That's what they... This is schizophrenia. Huh? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, as I told you before, our defense against deceit is to love the truth. The truth is good. It's perfect. It describes us perfectly. It's a perfect snapshot of us. It shows us things that we can't see. But once we look at it, we say, oh, that's how I look. That's why we look in the mirror. That's what it's the perfect law of liberty. And we look into it. But let us not forget what we see. Let's not go away and forget what we see in the mirror. Y'all know this scripture? You know it won't do us any good except we apply it. If we hear this and we keep believing lies about folk, it won't do us any good. No, that's how harmful believing lies are. That's how harmful it is. That's how God saves us. Yes, we're sanctified through the Spirit to the belief of the truth. This is God's work in us. We're going to deny that just so Terry can be who we think he is. Is that what we're going to do? No, really? What a price. I don't care just as long as Terry's who I think he is. Well, that's not the case. Terry's not who you think he is. He's who God said he is. That's who you are. Huh? You're the righteousness of God in Christ. Whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. His report says I'm healed. His report says I'm filled. Hallelujah. Glory. Brother Robert, why aren't you excited, man? I'm going to count to three. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, lies are just like graven images. They are. Exactly. It's something that men make with their hands. Of course, this is by the letter. They don't have to be made by hands. It's something that comes from man. About that, it's the work of man, esteemed as the work of God. That's a graven image. That's an idol. See, what you think about Terry and what God says about Terry, they're not the same. Hallelujah. Huh? Thank you, Lord. We're called to be saints. God's own choosing. So in righteousness, this is how we esteem each other. This is the way God said we should do it. Not the way we think about them. We won't have much peace. Huh? Won't be any unity. We won't speak the same thing. Oh, so God say, Terry is my son, and you say otherwise. Now we should get a witness. And once we get the witness, we should stay with it. Oh, thank you, Lord. God is good. And that means he's good, not evil. That's what everything concerning God. Huh? The ones he choose, that's good. Did he choose Terry? I think so. Then it's good. See? Did he choose you? Must be good. See how we go with the truth? God is good. So we look at the works, the choices. Then you must say, that's good. Huh? If it's not good in the letter, it's meant for good. And God's going to work it for good. See, in that sense, it's, yeah, that's how good God is. Huh? What about the wounds on Ron's head? Must be for good. Huh? Must be God bringing him down a little bit, huh? He knows how to do it. Ron didn't even tell me how he did that, man. Tim, you know how he got that done? How did he do it? Huh? Well. See what happened when you're in the Ron mode? That's self mode. Concerning you, it'd be the Edie mode. You would be the Angela mode. Yeah, see what happened? God said, hey, boy, you better straighten up here and fly, right? See? Didn't he do it, Ron? Well, give God the glory. Don't blame it on nobody else. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. That's the goodness of God. Or that's why Ron didn't tell me how he got it. Look here, Pastor Rice, I got this. I was in the Rami. See? But God told me. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you. Well, I've been there too. Yeah, God whacked me upside the head as well. I'm so glad. To God be the glory. To God be, I'm so glad. Yes. You know, all the correction I got from my dad, I'm glad. Really? I really appreciate it. Hallelujah. It didn't stop me from getting more, though. It didn't make everything right. But it let me know the difference. You see, that's what the truth will do. It'll let you know the difference. So we being children of God, if we want to know about Terry, God will tell us. All we need to know about Terry. And here's what we need to know about Terry. Christ is in it. Huh? Otherwise, we're going to get what Ron got. We want to know more about Terry. God going to whack, whack. Straight up and fly right. Huh? That's what my old man would say. Straighten up and fly. Yeah. When he whacked me, he didn't say nothing. But when I was cruising for a bruising, he said, boy, you better straighten up and fly right. Yeah? You better straighten that face up. Oh, you better hush that whining. Yeah, stop that. Dry that mess up, boy. I'll give you something to cry about. Huh? That's how he talked to me. Huh? Oh, God. Poor abused child, huh? Hallelujah. Well, you know, sometimes I talk about my old man. Some think that he was an oppressor, a woman hater, and a child beater. That's not how I present him. If you come up with that idea of him, then that's something from you. That's not the picture I paint in my pen. Absolutely not. My dad loved me. He just wasn't well educated. But it didn't stop him from doing what? No. Wasn't educated, couldn't read. For a while, he was a truck driver. Imagine that. How'd he get driver's license? Well. He did get them. He didn't let them expire either. See what I mean? No. Dad's license never expired. Huh? Because he knew he got them by the grace of God. Absolutely. Y'all don't believe that? Hallelujah. I mean, folk used to help folk out. Really? That's how Phil does it. We let folk drop off woods here sometime. Help them out, help us out. Praise the Lord. Well, anytime you help someone else out, you help you out. Well, you shouldn't help someone to expect help. No, you just help someone because it's right to do. Huh? Remember when you were strangers in Egypt? See? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Hear, O Israel, my doctrine shall drop as the rain. Let it be, Lord. My speech shall distill as the dew, as a small rain upon the tender earth, as the showers upon the grass. because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. See? He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. All of his ways. Hallelujah. That means in everything he does, he's working righteousness. Because he's righteous. Huh? You mean he let Terry do all that stuff? Well, we need to hold to that God is righteous. If we don't put that in it, then we're not going to think right about Terry. And in doing so, we're not going to think right about God. Oh, God don't do right by Terry. He let him get away with everything. Now, we lie on God when we say that. Huh? He said, vengeance belong to me. What else he say about it? He said, I will repay. And here you are saying, well, no, he let so-and-so get away with it. We don't put it directly on God. We blame it on Pastor Rice. Oh, Pastor Rice, he let Neil get away with everything. Come on. And Kurt, too. I'm the only one he called on the carpet. And you can say, my, how God loves me. Huh? Say it like that. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little one to him belong. I'm weak, but he's strong. Praise the Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, we must exercise ourselves in bringing thoughts captive. That's what the Bible tells us. If we're going to get it fixed, that's the way we'll have to do it. We can seek some more counsel, you know, whatever. But if we're going to get it fixed, well, we'll have to do it this way. We'll have to evaluate every thought. Huh? Challenge every thought. Huh? Who are you? Where do you come from? What are you talking about? Huh? Is Jesus Christ come in the flesh? Huh? Talk, yeah. And then you do what's right. If it's Antichrist, get rid of it. Hallelujah. This is how you war good warfare. Huh? Thank you, Lord. And this is what we're called to do. We are soldiers on the battlefield. And what we think, what we believe, of course, is the biggest part of the battle. If we believe on him whom he has sent, we won't be ashamed. We'll be more than conquerors through him that loved us. More than a conqueror. I know there were many times that God gave his people over so that he could rule over them. That's so he could save them. That's what he did with Ron. He did that because he loves Ron. See? And when he chastised you with the preaching, with the reproof, with the rebuke, that's because he loves you. Now, hopefully you won't get angry with him. You'll say, my God. Oh, yeah, I know you were talking about me, Pastor. Absolutely. I don't ever say I'm not talking about you all. I'm talking about me, too. Absolutely. I don't want what Ron got. Huh? God can do it naturally. He can do it spiritually. He'll knock us down. That's what he does with the proud. That's how he handles the proud. He resists them. But he gives grace to the humble. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. With all of our beliefs and all of our judgments, we need to make sure this is in it. That God's right in every way, every detail, every judgment, every call, every gift. Whatever it is, God's right. Now, the longer we understand that. Hallelujah. So it's right to let Terry be in our midst and he be what I think he is. Well, it's right for Terry to be in our midst. The rest is on you. You know we don't always think right of each other. Huh? I've been here a while. Huh? We'll say judge not, but we're judging all the time. You know that. Which is all right. Judge, righteous judge. Well, here we are judging Teresa. Well, she's judging you too. Just understand that. But that's how God made it. You know, if we judge, then we're going to be judged. Huh? That's not right. I see. Well, I don't know if I want to receive Teresa's judgment. Well, maybe she don't want to receive yours. Oh, but is it right or not? Huh? Well, she needs to receive mine, but aren't we something? If we would just admit that we're something, huh? Praise the Lord. We just don't afford the other person the same rights and privileges that we afford ourselves. That's why when we do the same thing, we don't consider. You know, we talk about others while we do the same thing. And in front of God and everybody, and you're not convinced that you're doing the same thing. Hallelujah. We shouldn't run off from problems. Huh? Y'all hear that good preaching yesterday? Well, we hear good preaching every day. Of course you do. Our brother Stair was talking about, I think it was the pandemic. And then it said, cause the husband and wife to live together. And then they figured out they couldn't do it. See? How we have that going on here. Oh, it's your fault, Pastor. Well, I guess that's how it have to be. Huh? I guess, blame me then. Y'all getting quiet on me. Huh? You ought to live with him, Timothy. See? Or y'all don't like my preaching. He would always say it's never right to leave. Well, I listen to the prophet. Well, I see. I see how you hear. And then we'll always say, well, evidently you can see they aren't hearing because they said such and such and they didn't know what he... You ever hear the prophet says not right to leave? Well... Hallelujah. Y'all quiet on me. I'm receiving instruction. Hallelujah. And while we're railing on somebody else about them leaving, we do the same thing. And we don't know that we're doing it. Aren't we crazy? We're strange creatures, aren't we? Aren't we? Just go ahead and admit it. We're strange creatures. Huh? Ain't we something? Praise the Lord. Huh? You're not going to get mad because I tell you the truth about it, right? Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Hallelujah. Of course, everybody don't agree with me. I understand that. Because some think too highly of themselves. Praise the Lord. You know, we're setting examples, huh? Sure. And we think that our example means nothing. Or does. And we don't understand that our children, they're doing the same thing that we do. But it's not right for them to do it. Wonder why? Why are they doing that? Huh? Why do they have bitterness? Because they can't let stuff go. Why do you have bitterness? Oh, I don't know, Pastor Rice. Can you tell me? I wish I could. Hey, let me preach, brother. I wish I could tell you. Huh? Huh? Why don't they let it go? Why don't you let it go? Well, I got to, you know, hold on to it till I get it right. Well, how have you done? Huh? You hadn't fixed Terry yet, have you? See? Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, if we consider what I've said, we've heard before, we've read before, it's in the Word of God,
yes.
It's contained in the truth.
Yes. Amen.
And if we would continue in the way we're going, it's because we reject the truth.
Amen.
And you'll say, well, I don't like the way you said it. Well, how would you say it?
Praise Jesus.
No matter how I said it, it still, you know, have the same effect.
Amen.
You know.
Thank you, Lord.
Or again, you put the blame on the other. He don't tell the truth right. I'd believe it, but he don't tell it right.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is quite a charge.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anytime we're overly concerned about other folks,
Amen.
What they do,
Amen.
How they behave,
yep.
we're not working righteously.
Amen.
Huh?
Praise the Lord.
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
If it's bothering us too much,
yep.
we ain't doing right.
Amen.
And you would like to deceive yourself and say, well, they don't have eyes like I have to see that. I can really see that wickedness in Terry. You know, even when he puts his eye, I see that wickedness. Now, Pastor can't see it. Well, that's not true. Huh? Praise the Lord. It's not that we're so knowledgeable and spiritual. It's that we're being deceived and being carnal. That's why we see everything in other folk. The hypocrites, the world, they can do the same. Yeah, we're spirit beings. Huh? We should look beyond all that and see Christ. We should see so much Christ that we don't see so much of the other. Of course, what a man sees depends on what he's focused upon. See? You're looking for Jesus, then you see Jesus. Hallelujah. Is that how you look at your neighbor? I know. Which one? Well, I'm preaching good. I'm preaching good. The commandment. Yeah, which one? See? Yeah, most folk, yeah, I do it that way, but Terry, no, not Terry. I've already got it settled on him. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Tell me, Jesus. Brother Stair said most of us are Marthas. She was a, God loved her though. But she was more concerned about things. More concerned about things. Hallelujah. She did believe God though. She didn't choose the good part. No, she didn't. And she tried to call Mary away from the good part. God wouldn't have it. He wouldn't have it. Hey, leave her alone. Leave her alone. She's chosen the good part.
Amen.
It won't be taken away from her. So I guess if you're railing on Terry all the time, he's got the good part.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
True.
Thank you, Lord. How can we be so deceived to think any one person is the cause of our trouble? Huh? We don't feel good. We don't think good. And it's because of Terry? That's not the case.
Amen.
It's because of what you think about Terry.
Amen.
You ever consider that? Well, not for very long. Huh? That gets in the way of my delusions and my hallucinations. You know, my doctrines. The way I see it. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Well, as much as you know about other folk, they know about you. Now, if they can deal righteously with you, certainly you can deal righteously with them. You don't Terry know much about you that you know about him. And he treats you like a son of God. You can't do the same. Oh, God. Ain't we something? Me. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. God is good. The defining state of God's impeccable character encompasses truth, righteousness, judgment, mercy, compassion, and long-suffering. Hallelujah. I mean, if it's God, about God, of God, then it has these elements. Now, if you make a judgment on Terry, Neil, or anybody, make sure it has these elements. Now, if it's righteousness, you can only get it from God. You find it somewhere else, everything else is going to be wrong. And if it's just what you think, based upon what you feel, then it's going to be all wrong. Now, certainly, that's not how you want Terry to think of you, is it? Is it? Come on, saint. Cat got your tongue? Hey, y'all talk back to me this morning. Hallelujah. I heard that in school. They said, cat got your tongue. What it means, I don't know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. So all that's good and perfect comes from God. If it's concerning God, it's good. No evil, no darkness, no unrighteousness, everything that's good. See? Hallelujah. He's in you. Huh? Would you cherish that? Would you fight to keep that? Yeah, let's do it. 2 Timothy 4:2 said, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. Well, that's not the end of it. We're not in neutral. If we turn away our ears from the truth, then we're turned on the fable. If our assessment of Terry isn't right, then it's wrong. It's not neutral. Either it's right or it's wrong. I know I'm going to be the judge. Well, just make sure you judge righteously. And understand, however you judge, that's how you judge. Y'all don't know that's true. And you still want to judge Terry like that? Really? Yeah, just judge my brother. Hallelujah. If that's how we present ourselves, we'll get along. Brothers, sisters. When we add more to it, we got trouble. See? Sister, yeah, but, you know. I interpret dreams. No good. No good. Brother, but I'm a prophet. No good.
No good.
No good.
No good.
Brother. Sister. And whatever God works in me, he works in it, but I'm your brother. You understand? That's who I am. That's because God is my father. That's because he's your father. And this is how we deal with one another. No? Here's what Brother Steer said that one of the men said about him. I think it was Kirk. You know the reason y'all have trouble with Brother Steer? Because you deal with him like a prophet and not as a brother. Well, I guess that's why I had trouble with him. Out of his own mouth. And that's what the truth does for you. Out of your own mouth. You know, it's not going to spare you. I'm not going to be spared because I'm the preacher. No, God loves me too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But it is the truth. He said, that's the reason y'all have trouble with Brother Stair. He did say it. Y'all receive him as a prophet, not as a brother. Well, that was across the board. you know, they received Brother Steer as a prophet, but they didn't receive their brother as a brother. That was the biggest spirit here. Everybody yelled, I love the prophet. I believe the prophet. And their brother, they just kick him under the bus. Absolutely. Y'all don't know I've been here. I tell the truth about it, though. Yeah, I'll help Brother Stair. Yeah, that's the spirit that was here. I'll be Brother Stair's friend. I'll believe you. Right, y'all get back. Onto my feet. No. I'm not bitter. Hallelujah. God brought us through. And he's still bringing us through. We're still on the battlefield. Thank you, Lord. Still on the battlefield, brother. Our adversary, he's not playing. He's not slowful either. Mm-mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And what he works with is our old nature. That's the only way he can get to us. Only way, only way. If we're going to mortify our members, then we're going to resist the devil. Amen. Otherwise, we're going to spin our wheels. Amen. Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, the devil can't make us do. He don't. No. No. He tells us lies and we believe him. But that's on us. Yes. We do not have to believe the devil's lies. Now, Brother Stair would say, you know, they say this about me, they say this about me. He said, how would you like for everybody to believe everything folks say about you? And hear you do it about me? He's a good preacher, huh? That's what he said. Now, how would you like for folk to believe every lie that's told on you? And you believe every lie that's told on Terry? Even the ones you tell on him? How would you like for everybody to believe every lie told on you? But people believe lies. Huh? Except for the divine grace of God. We wouldn't be saved. Or we wouldn't believe the truth. Same difference. Y'all understand salvation is believing the truth. That's the truth. The truth. Truth about Terry. We don't have to study a book. No. Praise the Lord. Either the Spirit bears witness that he's a child of God or not. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's no other witness. Amen. How else are we going to get a witness that a brother is a brother or a sister is a sister? We're going to study him for a week or two, huh? You got to study you, Teresa. See? Well, praise the Lord. Well, in so doing, you know, we're evaluating ourselves. That's with all of our judgments. Huh? With all of our... This is the wisdom of God. Yeah, whatever we're doing to others, it's done to us. Ever how we judge. Which is a good deal. Yeah, whatever we sow, a good deal. See? But when we sow discord and sow to the flesh, and then we complain, then we blame it on Terry. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hell, I'm going to finish. Thank you, Lord. In righteousness, of course, we get that from God. In righteousness, we believe God. We trust him. We submit to him. We honor him. We obey him. In dishonor or in unrighteousness, we doubt him. We don't trust him. We question his integrity. We question his love. All men don't question God's love. Go to Malachi, chapter 1. Out of God's own mouth. You say, wherein is thou? Wherein has thou loved me? Huh? Now, who said that? All the heathen. No, 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 no. It's God's people. Would we question God's love or his integrity? Huh? We're going to judge right, aren't we? I will send you pastors according to my own heart. Well, that's fine. I'm going to check them out, though. They're going to have to pass my test. Is that how we say it? No? Thank you, brother. Thank you. He gave the right answer. Yes, that's how we do it. Thank you, Lord. The burden of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith the Lord. That should settle it, right? Y'all want me to read on? Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? See? I love you. Wherein hast thou? See? Well, if it's said about God, then I expect it to be said about me as well. It's still not good. You understand? It's still not good. We don't understand how we judge ourselves and what traps we set for ourselves when we question true love.
Amen.
I guess God's not true love. God is love. And he says out of his own mouth, they can't lie. Hey, I love you. And we say, wherein is thou loved us? We had to pick strawberries. Pick peas. Hallelujah. And such things. We have to think right about Jerry. Oh, where dost thou love me? Can I form my own opinion of him? Yeah, as long as you understand that you're forming your own opinion of yourself. Y'all don't know that's how it works? Well, as much as we're careful to judge, we know. Most of us aren't careful because don't know that because we're not careful to judge. When you over truth know that in your judging, you judge yourself. When you really have a truth, know it. You are careful how you judge. Absolutely. You are very careful how you judge. If you have trouble with believing that, then you judge ever how you feel. At a drop of a hat, and it's not even your charge. Huh? Praise the Lord, brother driver. I'm going to get to the end. Hallelujah. We got a message, Sister Diane. It says, is Diane dead? So I heard that she was dead. Y'all tell me. Somebody give me a call. Tell me if Diane. Hallelujah. We can glean lots of information from that. That's how it is when you talk. See, that's how it is when you judge. Yeah, I mean, we receive instruction. You don't understand that? And you think no one knows about you when they see and hear all the judgments you make? Where are their judgments not right about me? Well, how about your judgment about Terry? Huh? Why is Terry a thorn in your side? That's what Burgess said. He's a thorn in my side. Point to Edward. I said, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Huh? Oh, Paul gave glory to God for the thorn in his side.
Amen.
He understood it was the goodness of God. They wouldn't be exalted above measure. So I thank God for the thorns in my side, too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is a supreme test, isn't it?
Yes.
Saints living together.
Yes.
What a mighty wise God. Well, if it wasn't for the saints, we'd be, Yeah, we'd be high. But they are a mirror. They are a mirror. We can, Mirror, mirror on the wall. Y'all don't call the mirror a lie, do you? Oh, help me, Jesus. No, Pastor, we just forget what we see in it. We do that. We do that. Thank you, Lord. So it's a grave thing to question God's integrity. Praise the Lord. Your neighbor's integrity, too. Like I say, give them the benefit of the doubt. And if I say, Terry, are you stealing from Angela? If Terry say no, then I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay. I'm not going to go away. He gave me his testimony. I'm not going to, no, I know he's stealing from Angela. Now, that's not right, no matter what I think. See what I'm saying? I seem to be saying the same thing over. And we seem to be doing the same thing. Huh? I guess we've already made our judgment about the preaching this morning, huh? Praise the Lord, Brother James. Hallelujah. Yeah. Angela's going to tell on us. Yeah. If I ask you a question, I'm going to believe you till you tell me different. I'm no. Oh, no, he's a liar. Come on. I'm going to ask you and going to take you at your word until something disproves. Amen. Then I'm going to say, brother, you told me that you love me. You said you love me.
So first, let me say, I didn't get an opportunity to get to Brother Edward, but last night, Sister Burgess did call me and tell me to tell Brother Edward that she was sorry she said that. That's first things first. Okay. Now, as far as... sorry for saying that he was a thorn in her flesh. Bakia and I was talking yesterday or the day before yesterday. We are unrighteously judging one another. And it all stems from unforgiveness and the way we perceive that person. So when we are bitter, That bitterness root is just growing and growing and growing. But at the bottom of that bitterness root is unforgiveness. I don't care how you dress it up, give it an excuse, it's just unforgiveness. What Pastor Rice preached upon this morning, I am totally guilty. Because I would get back to that house and I would blast everybody. And God has delivered me from it. I feel myself sometimes slipping back into it, but I catch myself. I cast it down like, no, I don't want to go back there. And then the other day, I had said something negative about Brother Edward while I was at home. Then when I came here, I was talking to Bakia, and God was saying, go hug him. And I heard him about to leave, and God said, go hug him. And I said, I get to it, huh? But that was still unforgiveness, saying, no, don't do it. You know, your flesh will tell you, God will tell you to do something, but when you resist him, you just get punished, like Brother Ron. I've done it many times, and he's going to correct you, but that's love. When I was a child, my mom had 10 kids. I got the most whippings. And she whipped us with extension cords, whatever she can get her hands on. No mercy. I mean, but later on in life, I realized that was love.
Hallelujah.
That was love. And I said, and look, she said God was only going to save one of her kids, and look how, but God going to do it the way he wants to do it. You can't say, God, I want you to save me like this. No. He's going to humble you. And in the word humble, the word is humiliate. So every time Pastor Rice would get on me, and even sometimes I said, well, that's rough, that's hard. But it's not him. It's God. God is doing that. He can't do this without God.
Amen.
Like she said, God made the choice. God gave you authority. Some of us don't like it, but we have to accept it because God is doing it. God is doing it. Sometimes when he would rebuke me and chastise me, whatever, getting on me real bad. I get home and I call Sister Bird. I say, yep, God tore me up again, you know, because he's going to humiliate me. But in that humbling of yourself, in due time, he will exalt you.
Hallelujah.
So it's worth to be humbled like that. Because you don't humble yourself, God going to humble you. He going to do it.
Amen.
And you're not going to be able to stop him. So get back to Brother Edward. So he was all the way out the door. That was Brother Edward. But he heard me. But my flesh really didn't want to do it. And that's what we struggle with. We have to strive to kill this flesh. Because this flesh will send us to hell. And so I was able to get to him and give him the hug that God told me to give to him, because I know I had did something wrong. I said, Father, I repent. I'm sorry. You know, I got to dip my mouth, everybody's mouth, but my mouth is a weapon. And that's how I was in the world. And I knew how to hurt people with my words, you know, so I had to get away from that. But yes, but as far as judging people, unrighteously judging, and I used to go down the line, so-and-so is this, and so-and-so is that, and so-and-so is this. But when you get to that point of forgiveness and say, I'm judging myself.
Amen.
No peace at all. Because then they're going off, you know. But now I see I'm more at peace, because you wouldn't got to be willing to forgive. You got to deny yourself and say, I forgive you, brother. I forgive you, sister. You know, because God forgave. We want forgiveness from God.
Amen.
We want God to forgive us, but we won't forgive our brother and sister. It don't work. If you unforgiving, God is not going to forgive you.
Right.
Point blank is that's across the board. All of us, you know. But, yes, that's all, Pastor Rice.
Hallelujah. You praising God?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I told you, God helped me to talk wrong. That's not my nature. No, God helped me. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. It's for your benefit. Yeah. I've got two hands waving. Praise the Lord. We'll give you an opportunity. But yeah, unforgiveness is at the root of many things. And what we think is because we muster up a little false love or kindness that we're not. It shows up when that person does the same thing again. That's when it shows up. When Terry does what and we have the same response, then it lets us know we haven't passed it over. That makes sense? Well, understand, you're holding yourself captive. You're forfeiting God's forgiveness. And the end of that is hell. Okay.
This is quick. But this is how the Lord helped me. I didn't use my mouth. I was using my mind. And I was on the lawnmower one day on our farm, and it would take us about 2 hours to mow the lawn. And I was mowing, and I remember I was thinking, and I was really angry at Neil. I was really angry about some things, and all I kept doing was, I was like, I don't even remember what I was thinking, but they were not all good thoughts. And I was just mowing, and I'm thinking all these thoughts, and all of a sudden I get under this pecan tree that we had, and the branch went back and slapped me in the mouth so hard that it cut open my mouth. It loosened my tooth. And when I got out from under it, the Lord just put down in my spirit, I am tired of listening to what you're thinking about. And I thought, yeah, you're right. And so from then on, every single time I mowed the lawn, I sang hymns. All I would do would take 2 hours. And sometimes I would get tired of singing hymns. And the minute I started thinking about something else, I was like, amazing grace, because I'll never forget when he slapped me in the mouth so hard. It was like he punched me in the mouth.
Hallelujah. See, Ron, you're not the only one. God loves us all, brother. He slapped me down before. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saying, praise the Lord.
Oh, praise God. A long time ago, it was a precious man of God who was trying to illustrate. And basically what he was describing was a corral. But this is how he said it. How do you get out of offense? Well, you get out of offense through the gate of forgiveness. But if you stay in the offense, then you begin to grow a root of bitterness. And even if you want to come out of offense, now you're stuck. So when you know you're in offense, run to the gate of forgiveness. And it was by that I understood repentance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Hallelujah. God.
All right. Praise the Lord. All right, Brother Charles, we'll see what you have to say. I still love you, Charlene. Hallelujah. Ain't God good?
Well, I just want to say this for the so that there won't be any offense or bitterness or anything like that. And only because I haven't said anything about it thus far, you know, I know that there seems to be like something going on between myself and Brother Tim, but there is not. I know that things have been different in terms of the way I, you know, get in touch with him or don't get in touch with him, et cetera. And I believe that the Lord has changed that. And it's nothing because I'm not trying to avoid you or anything like that. It's just that when I first got here and I made my original testimony, I did say something to the effect, and he's brought this to my mind continually, about how, you know, if you see me and I'm available, holler at me and I'll make myself helpful to whomever. When I first got here, it wasn't the case because, you know, the very first day when we got here, when we moved our stuff in, Pastor Rice comes to me and says, well, we're going to give you an option. You can either stay here or you can go to trailer 29. And at that particular moment, I didn't really know what kind of answer to give him. But what I did notice is that Brother Tim and Brother Ron were working on the floor and all kinds of other things in 29. And because of that, I said, well, because I'm undecided, I'm going to go over here and help these brothers because I don't want them working on something that's going to benefit myself and my wife and not be involved. And so, you know, over time, it just became one of those things where it was like that was just the go-to. We get out of here, and it was just like, well, I don't know what's going on, and I don't want to be idle. So I would just kind of just tag along and just be the third wheel, basically. Long story short, you know, here recently, that has changed, and I don't want there to be any kind of misunderstandings concerning it. Now, I'm still available to whomever, but one thing that I know I believe concerning everything is that I believe the Lord has kind of directed me in this other way because of, well, two things. One, I know that he's doing it for, like she was saying, to humiliate me somewhat. And what I mean by that is this. You know, I'm having to relearn all the stuff I'm doing right now. I was trained as an electrician for 4 years, you know, and whatever, but I'm having to relearn all this. And it's humbling to me, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't really like it. I feel like an idiot, and I feel stupid, and, you know, whatever. But if God's going to get the glory, he gets the glory. And not just that, you know, also some of the preaching that has been coming forth in the last month or so has been focused on not denying the power of God. And, you know, I just had to say in confession, when I first got here, I did everything I could. He would drop hints through Brother Richard or whomever concerning, you need to get involved in this. And I was like, well, I don't want to touch this electrical stuff, God. I just don't. I know it's a cluster, and I just don't want to have nothing to do with the confusion part of it. And long story short, I just kept pushing off and making excuses, et cetera. And recently, he just was like, no, here. And he confirmed it because I was actually praying about it one day. And when I left this building, the first person I saw was Brother Richard. And God didn't really give me an option. He asked me for help. And, you know, I was like, well, I guess this is what you was talking about, Lord. Have your own way. And so that's where we're at with it. And it's not like, oh, well, I'm exclusively going to work with Brother Richard or whomever. I believe that the Lord wants me to be of help to whomever. And as much as he gives me the grace, I'm going to do that. And that hopefully there's no hard feelings concerning anything, but I love every brother here. And, you know, I want to try to help whom I can. And as God gives me the ability, I plan to do that. So that's all I wanted to say. And, you know, once again, about talking about people getting hit upside the head and whatnot, I'm thankful for it. Every day I still wake up thankful for that day, because it has changed a lot in terms of the way that I try to walk circumspect, you know. She was talking about just the thoughts of the mind, not even things that would necessarily come out your mouth. And, you know, I'm very aware of the fact that he's aware of all my thoughts, et cetera. And it's a fearful thing. It's comforting. His rod and his staff does comfort me. Even so, you know, I don't want to get outside of, you know, his grace. And, you know, I just thank God for, I thank God for the chastisements, et cetera, because it keeps me. Yeah, you know, I know if I wasn't in this fellowship, I kind of like what the brother wrote the other day when he said, you know, he's getting out of prison or whatever, and he's going to another setting, and he's very aware of all the temptations, et cetera. And, you know, that's how I know to be the case for myself. If I weren't here, if he never brought me here, if he wasn't keeping me here, I just know all the hell I'd be involved in to a certain extent. And just a little bit, I don't even really know to the full extent what all hell I'd be involved in. I just know that he's delivering me, and he's going to, I pray that he'll continue to do so. Amen.
Amen. Being confident of this very thing. He which have begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right. Well, we thank God for the air clearing in here this morning. Isn't that good? Clearing ourselves. Taking revenge on that disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. Yeah. I mean, forgiveness is liberating. Yes, it is. I know experimentally. Thank you, Lord. You know, we all have our natures. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I've sort of always known in the back of my mind somewhere that I get better than I deserve. Really. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. So the Bible talks about learning contentment. Paul said he learned it. He learned how to abound. He learned how to be abased. Whether hungry or full, he learned to be content. And godliness with contentment is great gain. We can be content. Once we understand that we can't change everything, and if we could, we wouldn't do it right. See, we think if I could just get it going this way, you know, if I could, you know, give my understanding to Neil, I'd get him to do right. Well, not so. Not so. Not so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Righteousness is of God, from God, through God. And it involves everything. Our righteousness usually is what's not much bother for us. You know, what if God loved us like that, we'd all go to hell. Because we are a great bother. And we cost a whole lot. Absolutely. And this is the love that God has put in us. And this is what he expects when we deal with Terry. Not just rail on him, but express that love, the love of God. Yes, that's what God requires of us. That's why he gives it to us. Thank you, Lord. Can we love Terry? Amen. God said so. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But yeah, there are some. Edward said he was one of those, man. He kept a book, and he evened up scores. I was never of that sort. I usually figured somehow I got what I deserve. And I just go on. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, but in any measure, we can all do the will of God. We're ordained to this. Vessels of mercy. Hallelujah. It all begins the same place. We have to trust God. We have to believe God. Huh? See, Angela stepping out on the water a little bit. She began to trust God. Otherwise, she said, man, I got to do this, else they'll take advantage of me. Yeah, that's how she was brought up. But we can't, we have no defense. No, and God ain't going to do us wrong. God on our side, we're in good hands. And no matter what the devil pulls or anybody else, praise the Lord. But this lack of trust and jealousy and all of this, this is just not trusting God. I heard the preacher say yesterday, God wants to trust us. And he said he can trust us when we trust him. That's what he said. I just believe it. I hear these things and I say, Now, we think when we don't trust somebody, well, you know, I don't trust Pastor Rice, so, you know, I got the good part. Well, not so. Not so. Hallelujah. Of what it is, you don't trust God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so since you don't trust me, you have to challenge all my decisions. You have to challenge all my judgments. And in so doing that, you're out of your place. See? But you're doing it so that you can't trust Pastor X. That's shame on you. Shame on you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, we're about done here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, Brother Owen, would you pray for us today? Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we come to you again, thanking you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Owen, for praying for us. God bless your precious saints. The Lord love you. I do too. Yeah, I've not given an example here of vindictiveness and holding grudges. I've not done that. First of all, I won't let you do me wrong. And that's how I tell you, that's how you can do it. If you're going to let Terry do you wrong, then it's on you. You can rail on Terry all you want to. Terry's not going to do me wrong. Neither are you. To God be the glory. Maranatha saints, the Lord is coming.